Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 11th installment of Reflections on Shabbos. We discussed last week the idea from Rav Chaim Friedlander that Shabbos represents the idea of reflecting on the world in the way it was always supposed to be. And that was the connection between the idea of the observance of Shabbos and the construction of the Mishkan. Rav Friedlander elaborates on this idea in a very profound way. We know that after Baruch Hu, in the Shacharis davening, the text on a weekday, even if that weekday is Yom Tov, by the way, differs from the text on a Shabbos. And at least the version us Ashkenazim say is on a weekday we say Marabu Maasecha Hashem Kulam B'Chachmas Isa. How numerous are your acts, God? All of them you have done with wisdom. On Shabbos we say, Ma gadlu ma'asecha, how great are your acts? Ma'od amku ma'achshvosecha, your thoughts are very deep. What's the difference between those phrasing? And this is not the only difference, there's a whole difference in a paragraph or two, but these are sort of like the headlines at the beginning of the bracha. On Shabbos we say your acts are so many. I'm sorry, on the weekday we say your acts are so many. On Shabbos we say, how great are your acts? On the weekday we say, all of them have been done with wisdom. On Shabbos we say, they are very deep. What's the difference? So Rav Friedlander elaborates on the point we discussed last Friday, and that is that if a person is observing the world, a thinking person, a reflecting person, is observing the world on a regular morning, they see so many aspects of God's creation. And they exclaim, Marabu Masecha, God, there's so much that you did in this world. And each one of them independently is Bechachma. I can appreciate the wisdom. When you think, I always, when I'm not chasing my kids, I love to reflect when visiting the zoo. It's always fascinating to see the tremendous way that God gives these different animals the capacity to adapt to their environments. I find it remarkable. I love looking at that in the zoo with the little tidbits they write about the different animals. That's what it is to observe God in a normal way. Shabbos is a whole different level because Shabbos, we bring it all together. We have a deeper, more profound perspective. So as opposed to saying, wow, there's so many different interesting things that God, and amazing things that God has in his world, we say, Ma gadlu ma'asecha, how great are your acts? Not just many in number, but I see the greatness of your acts, implying that I understand, I begin to understand how it all fits together. We don't just say each one of these acts are done with chachma, with wisdom. We say your thoughts are so deep, are so profound. Not that we understand God, we'll never understand God. But on Shabbos, through having time to reflect, through God imbuing us with a greater capacity for reflection on Shabbos, it begins to actually click together for us. So that's what Friedlander says is the difference in the texts and the Shabbos davening right after Baruch Hu between weekday and Shabbos. Along similar lines, we have the famous Perek in Tehillim, which we recite at different times over Shabbos, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, the song for the day of Shabbos. And you would think that this chapter of Tehillim, of Psalms, is going to be all about, you know, different prohibited activities on Shabbos and what Shabbos is supposed to recognize. And it feels like Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, and then it feels like it has very little to do with Shabbos, the rest of the paragraph. So Rav Friedlander says in the same piece, Rav Friedlander explains, one of the themes in the paragraph is the difference between the existence and experience of the tzaddik, of the pious person, to the rasha, to the wicked person. So that's famously we say, tzaddik katamar yifrach, keres bavron yiskeh. At the end of that chapter, we say the tzaddik will, the righteous person will flourish. And in contrast, we talk about the withering of the wicked. He says that's exactly what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about taking a step back, gaining perspective, and understanding and appreciating and believing that God's world is a just world. Things are moving way too fast to understand that during the week. On Shabbos, we begin to understand it in a different way. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.